top United States diplomat says New Zealand could eventually become a member of the AUKUS Defence Alliance, talking up this country's strategic importance at the end of a week-long tour around the Pacific. US Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman met Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern yesterday and described relations between the countries as, quote, incredibly valuable. I asked her if defence ties could become closer given China's increased interest in the Pacific, and in particular, whether there was potential for New Zealand to join the AUKUS security pact between the US, UK and Australia.
Well, I think in the first instance, that project is focused on nuclear-powered submarines, and that's taking all of the energy of the three partners because it's a massive project. We've always said that going forward, as we look at other emerging technologies and what that may mean for everyone's security in the world, that there may be scope for others to join. So certainly, if that time comes, New Zealand is a country with whom we would have conversation.
Yes, New Zealand is improving its capability in the Pacific region with the P-8 Poseidon surveillance aircraft, which I think do have anti-submarine technology. At that point, which those planes come on board, do you see an increased role between the two countries potentially in the Pacific?
Of course, we will continue to see where we can strengthen that partnership. New Zealand has to make its own decisions about its defense budget, about the capabilities that it needs. But I must say, I've just come from visiting Samoa, Tonga, Solomon Islands. New Zealand is a critical partner in the Blue Pacific. In fact, there is a new initiative, Partners in the Blue Pacific, of which New Zealand is part, to try to really organize and coordinate our efforts among the Pacific Islands, listening to them, building on shared priorities.
How concerned is the US by the, I guess what some would argue, an increased presence and competition from China in the Pacific region? In particular, the Solomon Islands has been this flashpoint about the potential for a military base there. How concerned is the US about that?
Well, I think the Pacific Island Forum has made clear that it's very critical that we are all cognizant of the security and the sovereignty of each of the Pacific Islands. And my understanding, actually, from the Prime Minister himself of Solomon Islands, he has assured his colleagues in the PIF that there will not be a permanent military base built by the Chinese. But that said, you know, what I think is really important is the United States is not asking countries to choose between the United States and China, but we are asking that the rules-based international order, which was created at the end of World War II, a war that we were remembering in the very solemn events in Solomon Islands on Sunday, that rules-based international order, which helped China to rise to the strong country that it is today, that same order be available for every other country to rise and to develop, and that no country should decide another country's political future. So I think it's very important that we are present in support of the priorities of Pacific Islands. New Zealand has always been in that position and is part of the PIF, Australia as well. We'll continue to watch the developments in the Solomon Islands very closely, and the Prime Minister and I had a very direct conversation about our concerns.
Was there a discussion about the tensions in Taiwan? And I wonder if you had seen the comments from former New Zealand Prime Minister John Key, in which he criticised Nancy Pelosi for going there, calling it reckless. What is the view of the United States on government, and I say the executive branch, the White House, if you like, on Nancy Pelosi's visit? Was it reckless, as John Key suggested?
Well, as the president said, that was her decision. You know, we are not a parliamentary system. We have co-equal branches of government. And that means that the United States Congress gets to make its own decisions. The president cannot tell a member of Congress where to travel or not travel or what to do. They are a co-equal branch of our government. So the decision was entirely hers. And let me say, whether you agree with her decision or you disagree with her decision, the fact is the response by the People's Republic of China has been completely disproportionate to a member of Congress visiting. Many members of Congress have visited Taiwan in the past. U.S. policy toward Taiwan has not changed. That policy is decided by the executive branch. We have our one China policy. We do not support the independence of Taiwan, and that policy has not changed. So I think that the way that the PRC has reacted is very disproportionate, is escalatory. Taiwan is not escalating. The United States is not escalating. No one else is, except the People's Republic of China. And I think we all would rather see that no side take unilateral action to change the status quo of the Taiwan Straits. And I hope everyone is saying exactly that to China.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern recently spoke on the issue of international conflict and warned against black and white approaches to conflict, and in particular this idea of democracy versus autocracies. Does the US see the struggles in the world at the moment between arguably the West and Russia and China as that, between democracies and autocracies?
Well, I certainly think that we are all concerned when there are leaders who believe that they can weaponize food security, as I believe Vladimir Putin has done. When we see leaders use economic coercion to try to bend countries to their will, as we saw in Australia by the PRC and in Little Lithuania. So I think we are concerned when countries decide they're going to play by their rules and not by the international rules-based order. And, of course, the United States, as well as New Zealand, believe in a certain set of values, that people have a right to be heard, that people have a right to organize, that freedom of the press and freedom of religion is important, that people get to make their own choice about the political future of their country. And when those values are confronted, it takes away people's rights, humanity, dignity, and undermines the respect for our citizens to have a say in their future.
And that is the US Deputy Secretary of State, Wendy Sherman, who was visiting Wellington yesterday.